Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principle Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we will look at the topic of Christian believers' basics, and this will be on Bible study. A thought to ponder on. An often quoted statement goes like this: "The Word of God above all things," which is admirable, I'm sure. But is that all there is to it? Many other churches and believers who may well get to know the Word of God very well, and yet do not know the God of the Word well. For the purpose of this particular module, we will confine our attention to the following, which is how to study the Bible effectively and meaningfully. Number one, which Bible is best? To answer this question, a study of the Chronicles of Church History will reveal that the NIV and King James are very close, where we will see a comparison of many Bibles from the 14th century. The most accurate are the NIV Revised and the New King James Revised. Many are rendered more easier to read and in so doing lose the spiritual context. Number two, get a study Bible from the start. It's a bit more expensive, but having extensive notes to explain each verse. Number three, to maximize study time most effectively, a disciplined approach is required when studying any subject. The same is true of the Bible. Number four, a logical approach. Start from the first page, avoiding Bible roulette where the Bible is open on any page. This is a sure way to disaster and lack of understanding. Five, start with the New Testament. This is where believers must start, and from the first book of Matthew and all the Gospels, as a thorough knowledge of Jesus' life and ministry is vital to avoid falling into confusion and heresy. When beginning the study, number six, pray that the Holy Spirit of God will enlighten your understanding, Ephesians 3 verse 16. Seven, have pen, ruler and highlighter available in a quiet room. Eight, set a target of at least 2 pages a day, say every morning before or with breakfast. Number nine, keep a notepad handy for jotting down anything that comes to mind, favorite scriptures, questions, etc. This will enable you to find it later when you look for it. 11. Highlight a scripture that stands out for you so you can find it again. Possibly different colors for different topics. As a suggestion, we can use it as follows. Number 12. Chapter headings in orange. Number 13. Miracles or spiritual occurrences, pink. 14. Teachings in red. 15. Practical information, say use green. Underline any verse or verses you think are important. Also, square off any section you wish to find easily next time. 16. Use the back of the Bible for scripture verses and notes, and or a notebook. 17. Memorizing scripture is important because there will come a time in the future when you will need to encourage someone and give them a scripture relevant to their situation at the time. 18. When praying for someone, it is also helpful to remember a particular verse. If you can, try and remember chapter and verse. When Jesus was confronted by the devil in the desert, all he did was to quote scripture and in the right context. Summary. 19. A reading program. At least 2 pages a day. If kept up, this will complete the New Testament in 3 months. Number 20. A yearly goal. From front to back, try and read the New Testament 2 or 3 times per year. You will find that the more times you have read the New Testament, that your understanding will increase, especially as you will be in different seasons of your life, and other areas and topics will become more relevant. Also, revelation will begin to flow, and deeper spiritual insights become apparent as one matures in Christ. I personally have now studied the New Testament from front to back 78 times at the time of writing, and I have gone through many seasons with constantly new and fresh revelations opening up before me. Number 21. The Bible will become alive to your spirit as you delve into its mysteries. 22. Times of study, as we said, mornings, the New Testament, and evenings, the Old Testament, if you want. Number 23, type of Bible. Very important to get a study Bible, such as the NIV. 24, when you don't understand a verse, look at the notes below, and this will greatly assist your progress. 25, put a start date when you began to read the Bible, and a finish date when completed in the back. This will be a type of history record to show how you have progressed over the years. 26, a spiritual diary. This is useful to keep track of answered prayers, spiritual experiences, revelations, etc. 27, reading methods. Initially skimming. This is like a seagull going across the water just looking to see the lie of the land. Then scanning. This is a bit more detailed, reading it seriously. And finally, studying it where it is read, notes are made, meditating on the content, contemplating a response from ourselves. This will ensure a sound knowledge of God's Word. In closing, the next time we will be looking at the Bible books accepted, and I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off till next time. DV and God bless.